You guys, you know what day it is?
It's Friday!
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the pre-weekend.
Happy birthday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Friday to you.
Friday does feel like a birthday because it's Friday.
It's the week's birthday.
Yeah. It's the birth of the weekend. All right. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And I feel like we should start the day in a way that would make us happy, talking about Zac Efron.
Yeah, we have to talk about Zac.
Our boyfriend, the show boyfriend.
I don't know. This is not going to give you, like, tingles, really. It's just, there's a bunch of eye rolls. There's some questions. We've got more questions than answers, but it'll be delightful nonetheless. So Zac Efron, of course, has been on the tip of our tongues for
years,
but specifically in the last week or so. Actually, I find this interesting, and this will tell you a lot about who we are as people. The story that we were talking about in relation to Zac Efron involved Zac Efron and his supposed girlfriend, Vanessa Valadares. Mm-hmm. She is, I wouldn't really call her an influencer. She's kind of a model person who was like casually just working at this, like, you know, hippie, like surf cafe, very whole grain. And they met and fell in love, allegedly, supposedly, and we kind of were following their trajectory of their relationship. Mm-hmm. Well,
waiting for him to be loose, what? Free from her grips.
Oh, yeah. But we also were like, this is just a hot mess, because we read some blind items that said essentially that relationship is crap. But remember, I said this is going to tell you a lot about us as people.
Yeah.
And that's because we were talking about the supposed end of that relationship. Meanwhile, the world became focused with another story about Zac Efron that I find to be less. It's not that it's not an important issue, but everybody was talking about his face. Let's be real.
Yeah.
They were talking about his face.
And not in the way we talk about his face.
Yeah. They were talking about his face because, yes, his face has changed. And we were like, well, okay, so I don't know if you know this, but Zac seems to be the kind of person who likes to manipulate, change his appearance on occasion. Mm-hmm. See Baywatch. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets really obsessed and focused. I like to just armchair psychoanalyze Zac Efron on occasion.
I bet he loves that.
I'm sure most people do.
It's the best part of your relationship.
I kind of think, like, he's really struggled with some stuff when it comes to his image. Mm-hmm. And I think that's weighed heavily on him because he seems very focused on his outward
appearance.
Image.
Yeah.
And that's totally relatable, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's not unusual. But the unrelatable part is, like, we're not doing that under the magnifying glass of the entire world.
Right.
So I can only imagine. Anyway, everybody was obsessed with his face. Remember, I said this is going to tell you about us. Mm-hmm. So we were focused on his fake publicationship. Everyone else was talking about his face. Well, that is the story that sort of, like, that tells you actually more about the world and less about us. The world is more concerned with the outside.
Right.
We're concerned with what's on the inside.
Right, because we love him.
Yes, and because we really want to know what's actually going on. Now, his face continues to be a topic for discussion all over the world. In fact, according to the Daily Mail, his very best friend, one of his closest friends, has finally weighed in on the actor's appearance. And, well, I thought we should really just go there because the world seems to want to be there.
Okay, so his best friend, you mean like his brother, Dylan, who he's known for his whole life? And
no, okay. I'm talking about 49-year-old Australian radio host Kyle Sandilands from the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Okay. Kyle Sandilands, who got invited to a birthday party and now has crawled so far up Zac Efron's rear that he has come out of Zac Efron's mouth and apparently is telling us all of Zac's secrets, that guy?
I mean, clearly, we're not bitter.
No. I mean, we host a radio show and we love Zac. We've loved him longer.
I see what you're doing there.
What? Like, it's true.
We were like Radio Zach before Zach was Radio Zach.
We knew the beauty of Zac Efron years. And then now Kyle Sandilands.
I own his clothes. Who's closer?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now Kyle Sandilands arrives on the scene, goes to a birthday party, and suddenly he's the mouthpiece? No, I'm not here for this, but what did he say?
Well, the Daily Mail is like, Zac Efron sparked surgery rumors last week. Also, surgery is kind of severe. Some people... Anyway, Kyle Sandilands, one of the actor's closest friends, has weighed in on the debate. As told by Kyle Sandilands. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
he says...
Check the source on that.
He says, there's no way that Baywatch... And I'm not going to do my bad Australian accent because there are actual Australian people I love and care for in the world.
Yeah.
I don't care for them, but I mean, I care for them.
You know them. No,
I know them.
You have that.
I have that. I know that. There's no way that Zach, who's only 33, has secretly gone under the knife. He shut down speculation on Friday's The Kyle and Jackie O Show. I would know if he'd had any plastic surgery.
Okay, what? Sorry, what was that?
Oh, you don't understand Australian? I know.
I'm sorry.
You're not as worldly as I am.
You didn't have subtitles. So.
I know. I would know if he had any plastic surgery.
Okay, it sounds like Kyle Sandilands had his tongue removed.
I would know if he'd had any plastic surgery, okay. Kyle declared. Of course you would.
Oh my
god,
Holly hit the button because my eyes just, I almost lost them.
Bye.
Oh my word.
That's before he told his co-host Jackie O. Henderson, she's Irish. No, I think it's just Jackie O.
Oh.
Henderson. That of course Zach has not had any work done. He said it would be pointless for the High School Musical heartthrob to have had surgery because he's already so good looking. And I did hear this clip. This is what he said. It's like getting a no. It's like that was like really bad British.
I'm not sure what that was, but I was here for it.
It's like getting a Picasso and having a kid finger paint all over it. Why bother? I mean, I will agree with you in the sense that Zach's face... Well, actually, I would never call somebody's face a Picasso painting because...
No, that's...
Anyone who knows a Picasso painting...
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
that's not the analogy no. you're going for. Sister Wendy would not approve. But his point being that... A masterpiece doesn't need finger paint.
You cannot improve upon a masterpiece
yeah.
with any kind of paint, frankly.
Somebody tell that Jesus lady.
Holly, tell, yeah, what was the...
Fresco Jesus?
Fresco Jesus.
Fresco Jesus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the person who tried to improve the Jesus fresco and it turned yeah. into a...
Not to be confused with fresca.
Now,
which is a whole different... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fresca Jesus? Oh, God, I've been to Fresca... I've worshipped Fresca Jesus. This last year specifically, Fresca Jesus was holding out. So Kyle Sandilands doesn't know crap.
Truth.
They did. I will say that, the Daily Mail then went to a doctor by the name of Anthony Yown, who offered his own take on Zach's look in a TikTok video.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Now here's what I found interesting. You guys, again, we're talking about Zac Efron. Tell me what you think about this, Colleen.
Okay.
In a TikTok video uploaded on Sunday, Dr. Yown claimed Zach may have undergone dental surgery.
Right.
But not plastic surgery, as some fans have speculated. He said, quote, everyone is talking about Zach and how strange he looks. Has he had surgery to reshape his jawline, Botox, or fillers? I don't think so. I actually think he's had dental surgery.
I can see how that would be. Now, so what's interesting about it is there's a picture that everybody is analyzing.
Yeah.
And it is a still from an actual video.
Yeah, it's a Facebook video.
Yep. But it's so interesting to me that it's like the one still, which is like judging somebody for their in-between face.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I certainly feel like it could be possible. I don't know why not.
Here's the thing.
But there is some stuff happening. I mean, like you can tell that there have been some fillers used and some things used, which I am not judging that because I use them. So if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for Zach.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think I don't care about what he's doing to his face. I mean, I have an opinion about his appearance, but like I also have an opinion on your face. and I have an opinion on Holly's face.
Are you going to share those?
What?
I'm just
no, kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding in the sense that, like, we all have
right.
gut reactions to things that are probably very primal and vestigial, and yep. who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I also wipe my butt several times a day, but yeah. you don't need to know the details several. Of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, like, I'm
are
not...
like rear ends.
Yeah.
Everybody has them, and yeah. it matters not. I mean, could it be a dental surgery? Sure. Could but it be that he had some reconstructive stuff done and Kyle Sandilands isn't as close to him as he thought? Sure.
I also think, like, it's fine to just talk. Like, I also think we need to, like, let it. It's hard. It's hard. It's a complicated issue. I'm not trying to solve the world's problems. And, like, oh, it's just easy for me to just rattle this off in, like, 30 seconds left of a segment on midday radio. But I also think, like, I'm not going to over. Like, sure, his face looks different.
Yeah.
Like, what did he do? That's a fine question to ask. He is a public figure who traffics in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what? Like, you'd have to, like, expect that we're all just going to look the other way when it's a medium with our eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And every single one of us, or I guess I can't speak for the world such as, but we do things in the name of vanity.
Of course.
So that we put our best foot forward. And we want to look the way that we want to look. And we do things in order to achieve that.
Yes. Yeah. And it is our prerogative. And all I would like to say to Zac Efron is, I love you.
I would like to hold you through this pain. And Kyle Sandilands needs to shut it down.
Yeah, seriously. Zac, you're better off with us. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, be our friends.
When we Please? Return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to get a dirt alert from Holly Roberts. It's a dirt alert here on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Oh, getting serious.
I was just mimicking you. This is the Holly Roberts experience. It is a dirt alert that Holly's bringing to us. On My Talk 107.1. Hey, Hal.
Fabulous. Yes. It's like a prog rock concert, except mm-hmm. not really.
Are you Elizabeth today?
No, she's Holly.
Yeah, I'm me, but Elizabeth is not here.
Oh, my
so
God.
I'm
Are
doing
you
the
for real right now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're being
no,
literal.
Actually, we're just a collective hallucination that we're all having right now.
Well, I you know, I'm telling you, man. Matter
but,
of time if it hasn't
we've
happened
got,
already.
Yeah. All right, we're all just in a hologram.
It's a simulation.
It's a simulation. You know, unfortunately, this dirt alert is going to actually live up to its name because we've got some gross stories that we
oh,
need to
great.
Discuss
Thanks.
Here. Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, we're just delivering the headlines. Josh Duggar has been arrested on charges of receiving and possessing child pornography. We're learning that today. According to legal documents, Josh Duggar received child porn in mid-May 2019. He's accused of knowingly possessing images of child pornography, including images of minors below the age of 12.
Oh, yeah.
He's been ordered to forfeit any material related to the case to authorities, including all computer equipment. Now, if Josh Duggar is convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000 on each count.
Can I ask a question that no doubt you might not have the answer for? Why was Homeland Security involved?
Was there some sort of trafficking issue?
Yeah, right, because didn't yeah. you say that Homeland Security...
It was Homeland Security that did the raid.
And
it was
arrested
not,
him.
For some reason, I thought it was the FBI, but then when I went back and read, it was Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Which I don't... I guess, I mean, I'm sure there's a very sort of banal explanation, but that did raise my spidey well, senses.
No, I think that's a good assessment.
Yeah, that's a legit
oh,
question.
Thank you,
you know, it did find a document from the Department of Homeland Security, Bradley, saying that they do have strategies to combat human trafficking, forced labor, child sexual exploitation. So perhaps the charges and the things that Josh Duggar did would land into that would fall under that. So that's how I can answer your question this afternoon. Thank you, Bradley, for asking. Now, his trial is scheduled for July, and he's currently in custody right now. And the judge did say if bond is granted for Josh Duggar, he'll be required to stay with a third-party custodian, and that person can't have unsupervised minors in the home.
So he won't be staying at home.
Yeah. Nope. And do you guys know that his wife... Yep. He and his wife just announced that they were pregnant with their
seventh child.
And, you know, I'll just say out loud what I'm sure people are thinking is I just hope his own children. Are okay. Mm-hmm. We're not subjects.
Yeah. So there's Josh Duggar sitting in a prison in Arkansas.
I mean, I wish I could say, I mean, I don't know why I would wish, but. I'm not going to say I was surprised.
Right? No, no.
Especially after what we've learned. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that that was a foregone conclusion, but it's, you know.
It sort of has progressed in over the series of years. I mean, first it was that he had that Ashley Madison account.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Then it was that he molested his own sisters. And his father, actually, Jim Bob, turned him in for that.
Right. And that was all the way back in 2015. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's that there's a precedent for this kind of behavior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that we've seen that play out in legal ramifications and then also just in the tabloids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Unfortunately, I do have more gross stories to tell you.
Okay,
well, you know, these are just some of the headlines today.
Job, man.
So Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco has sued Marilyn Manson and his former manager, alleging that Marilyn Manson sexually battered her and sexually assaulted her. So this complaint was filed today in the United States District Court and also claims that Marilyn Manson and his former manager and management company violated human trafficking laws by bringing her from London to LA under the pretense that she'd be acting in a music video that never came out in a film that was never made.
Oh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The old, hey, you want to be a movie star move?
Right? Yep. And so in this lawsuit, Bianco alleges that Marilyn Manson violated California laws for sexual assault and sexual battery. So he's being sued today.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I mean, good.
You have a Kevin Spacey update over there?
Well, actually, there is Kevin Spacey news, and I mean, don't have
you know,
it
might
front
as well
me.
Make it a hat trick. How about I help you?
Please
get started. He is being investigated for 6 historic sexual assault claims in the UK.
Yeah. Okay. So he's being investigated by the Metropolitan Police in London. They are investigating Kevin Spacey, and they're deciding whether or not to charge Kevin Spacey with these historic sexual assault allegations.
I can't even.
Well, hopefully that's a good enough update for a while, so we won't need to hear that for a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there he is.
Ugh.
Yeah, happy Friday, everybody.
You got some tasty over there?
Yeah, let's talk about some casting news.
Fun, okay.
Because there is a little bit of Harvey Weinstein news. He faces extradition to Los Angeles in 1 month. But that's the headline that I'm going to give you about Harvey Weinstein, who is currently in prison in New York.
Okay.
Okay, so
speaking of gross people.
So she just wanted to stick one last
nail in the...
I know. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everyone. We are getting a Green Lantern series over at HBO Max in the DC comic universe, and actor Finn Wittrock has been cast in the lead role of the upcoming Green Lantern series.
What is a Finn Wittrock?
Would remember Finn Wittrock from American Horror Story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was also on American Crime Story, and he's been in movies like The Big Short, If Beale Street Could Talk.
Okay, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. And Vanessa Lachey has a job.
Oh, good for her.
And it's quite a potentially lucrative one. She's been cast as the star of the NCIS spinoff, NCIS Hawaii.
I bet that's a fun show. I wonder if they film on location.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
I bet they would. So she's going to be starring as the first woman that is the head of NCIS at their location in Pearl Harbor. So, this is a lucrative role because NCIS remains consistently one of the top rated shows in television, period.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am dumb. I did not know that she was acty. Like, I thought she was just hosty.
She's been on shows called Me Cat, BH90210, 30 Rock, How I Met Your Mother. So obviously she passed the audition.
She is acty.
She's acty.
Okay, well, good news. Holly, thanks for that dirt
thanks,
alert.
Halls. Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we do have some pop culture mysteries to solve. Holly's going to bring us these mysteries in the form of blind items in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Oh, we'll call you maybe. Maybe we'll call you. And we'll tell you about these pop culture mysteries we have to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello. And we do these mysteries in the form of blind items, which Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Happy Friday. Got some hot celebrity gossip mysteries for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Here's our first mystery. NT lawyer.
That was very dramatic.
Mystery.
Mystery.
NT lawyer thinks the foreign-born former A-plus list tweener needs to know that this collaboration with the foreign boy band is going to cost him more than he could ever earn back. It's just to try and provide a boost to record sales so things look better. It is not the manager who is going to be out of all the money. It's going to be the singer.
Okay, so
Bieber
and
ETS.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the story yesterday.
Oh.
Yes. So let's fill in the blank here. Justin Bieber needs to know that this collaboration with BTS is going to cost him more than he could ever earn back. This collaboration is just to try and provide a boost to Justin Bieber's record sales so things look better. And it's not Scooter Braun who's going to be out of all the money. It's going to be Justin Bieber himself.
How does that work?
Well, I'm sure in order to get them at the table, they got to fork over a big chunk of the change. Ooh. Also, keep in mind that Bieber has had to put off that concert
right
yet again,
his comeback,
and that is
tour.
A big source of album sale driving opportunities.
Yeah, and there is a rumor, and it hasn't been confirmed by Justin Bieber's people, that he is postponing his summer tour yet again.
Yeah,
until 2022, because he was supposed to come to the Target Center in June of last year.
I know this because I have a partner who's been waiting to find out if they're gonna postpone that. And to your point yesterday, they announced that they didn't announce, but that it's likely.
Is he wanting
it's going to be postponed
to
again?
Go to this Bieber?
Oh yeah, he's got tickets.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was.
He loves the Bieber.
I didn't know that. I like
he's
a couple Bieber songs.
Fever.
He does have Bieber fever. He should take something for that.
Yeah. Well, and then also there's this to consider that it kind of makes sense that Justin Bieber and BTS collaborate together, because recently Scooter Braun sold his company to the company that manages BTS. So now that company manages all the pop stars.
Which is really, okay, so this is interesting, and I know that I don't want to aggravate a certain listener in our audience.
Him.
When I say, wasn't there a blind item that BTS was like kind of falling apart?
Well, or that perhaps they...
Some of them wanted to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can, Kim, please text Colleen directly. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Kim.
By the way, this was earlier this month that Scooter Braun sold his Ithaca Holdings to HYBE for $1 billion.
Wow.
So now they are managers of people like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Florida Georgia Line, et cetera, et cetera. And now they have Taylor Swift's catalog of music through Big Machine Records.
Gosh.
I mean, there's just a lot of wheeling and dealing behind the scenes.
Nothing is real and everyone is controlled by some giant corporation.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they used to have investment from the Carlyle Group.
Oh, God.
I mean,
don't get Holly started on the Carlyle Group.
Even get me started.
Blinded by the Item.
You can play the home version by doing some Wikipediaing.
The Googles.
The Googles. Okay, here's another celebrity gossip mystery. This is more our speed. This late night talk show host had a series of questions lined up for this AA- list, mostly television actress who has starred in multiple hits. He was told if he did ask the questions that he would be suspended or fired.
Ooh.
So, is it like a Kimmel thing?
You know, I don't know who the late night host
is. But we should maybe focus on the AA minus list, mostly TV actress who doesn't want to answer certain questions.
Mm. Yeah.
Mostly television. Would it be Jennifer Aniston?
No. But I do have perhaps a name for the late night host because okay. this person did appear on a late night show but a day ago.
Mm. Anne Heche?
Ding. Oh, that was a good guess.
It was. Yeah, I wanted it to be Anne Heche, but it's not.
Anne Heche.
This person has a project that needs to be marketed right now. And there's a reason that this late night host would be asking some questions and perhaps holding this person accountable.
For some stuff.
For some stuff, or at least not for their own stuff, but for
the
stuff
of
somebody yeah. there. Oh.
Elizabeth. No, what's her name? Moss.
Moss, yeah. Ooh.
Because The Handmaid's Tale.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who was she on?
She was on Seth Meyers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's interesting because, okay, so then I get all conspiracy theory-y. When I think about then, that must mean that some brass at NBC must be in the pocket of, or must have Scientology. They're in each other's pockets, I mm-hmm. guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or at least that they don't want to run afoul of her people who would then keep her from ever showing up.
Because if he would be suspended or fired for yeah. asking her questions about Scientology.
Scientology.
Exactly.
That is interesting.
So, filling in the blank, perhaps Seth Meyers had a series of questions lined up for Elizabeth Moss, who has starred in multiple hits like Mad Men and The Handmaid's Tale. But Seth was told if he asked the questions that he would be suspended or he would be fired.
Okay, I got a couple things. Number one, that what that tells you is, you know, how we get frustrated with those interviews? I mean, I think we just talked about this the other day, where there are interviews that happen and you wish that they would ask the hard questions and they never do. That's why, obviously, right? Because, you know, they're controlled, which is frustrating because we never get satisfied. Secondly, I after watching those first three episodes of The Handmaid's Tale, I don't know why she's really starting to bug me. Elizabeth Moss.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think, like, her character in The Handmaid's Tale is right now sort of like this rebel who's like leading a revolution. And there's something about the way she acts the role, and I am totally projecting, that makes me feel a little bit like she has this personal complex.
Well, she does. I mean, she has talked, I think, about, you know, what I'm about to say is I don't think you're probably projecting that much, because I think she has talked about how, or people have alluded to this notion that, like, she's in this show because people were like, how can you do this show mm-hmm. when you're a part of Scientology?
Yeah.
But if you're a Scientologist, you have this, like, reverse engineered view of the world
yeah.
where you are the victim mm-hmm. and you need to champion all of the things, you know, that are supposed to be important, like, I don't want to get too deep into it, but like,
yeah,
they see themselves, or it has been expressed that they often see themselves as victims.
Yeah. And maybe that's what it is. Like, maybe I am informed by that, because I didn't start getting kind of irritated about it until I started thinking about her relationship to Scientology
yeah.
while I was watching.
Yeah. Well, I mean, rightly so, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, all the eye twitching.
What is that?
Well, how else do you act when you can't say anything?
I suppose
your character
right.
can't say anything and you need to emote. And so then you
yeah,
just like twitch your eyes a little bit and flutter.
It is an intense show. Do you got another blind item over there?
Okay.
Blinded by the item.
Now, I have to admit, we're kind of going back in time a little bit. Some blind items from earlier this week that perhaps we didn't have a chance to get to. This A-list singer who has won some big awards has a big-time enemy right now. Apparently, the singer crossed him on a deal, and now the person hired a bot farm which trolls the singer
Whoa.
In the comment section of stories about the singer.
Oh, okay.
That's so a lot of moving parts.
Is somebody who was involved in Fyre Festival?
No.
Not Fyre Festival?
No.
It is somebody who is involved in...
We've got an A-list singer, and then we also have their big-time enemy.
So is this like a Taylor Swift, Kanye West experience?
No.
Former A-list singer slash rapper.
Is this a known
serial cheater?
Well, the big time enemy. Oh, I pay.
No, you she's guys reading
are,
a,
you're reading okay, a different one.
I was going to say, I think you're reading that other one because I'm like, where are you getting festival from?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I put that one in and then I was like, okay.
No, it's okay.
And then I read another one.
Is this a known tit for tat? Like, we know these two have a beef?
No, actually, we don't know that these people have a beef. And I'm not quite sure on the A-list singer, but the person hiring the bot farm might be a known entity.
Is also an entertainer?
Well, they're in the entertainment business. Now think about the first blind item that we talked about.
Oh, so it's like a Scooter Braun?
Yeah.
But not Taylor Swift?
Not Taylor Swift, but we could go with that, sure. Not quite sure who the singer is, but let's just paraphrase that this blind item is that Scooter Braun feels like he's been crossed and now has hired a bot farm trolling a singer in the comment sections of stories about the singer.
I would imagine that's actually not Taylor Swift because that wouldn't be new.
Yeah. No. Some people in the comment section are saying her because she just won an Oscar this week. But, you know, that's what the comments are saying. Some people are also saying
we'd have
saying
to know Billie. The backstory of the crossing.
That's so interesting.
Or maybe Billie Eilish or maybe Dua Lipa.
Okay.
What a waste of money. That's all. That's my judgment.
True. Yeah.
It's a waste of money. Keep your money. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we like to make a little stop at Publationship Corner from time to time. And there's one newer Publationship that we've been following because they've been begging us to follow them. We call them Wodgers.
Wodgers.
That would be Aaron Rodgers.
Baby Wodgers.
And Shailene Woodley. And I've got some sports news involving Aaron Rodgers that I'd like to discuss
sports
when we come
update.
Back. Yeah, we're going to do a sports update, but it's all going to fall into place for you very quickly, I have no doubt, when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And I've got a combination of a Publationship Corner update and some sports news.
Okay. Wow. Sports.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm glad. I have some very important sports news that directly relates to a Publationship we follow. That Publationship is called Wodgers. Who is Wodgers, Bradley?
That is Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the headline. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has informed the Green Bay Packers he does not want to play for the team any longer. Why would that be significant information, Bradley? I will help.
Okay. I mean, because that's what he does?
Because that's what he's known for, is playing for the Green Bay Packers. But what have we been paying attention to throughout this Publationship? What is the purpose of a Publationship?
To get publicity.
Yes. And you know what? We've only ever seen it really play out in Hollywood, in actors. But this is a new vibe. Throw a sports figure in there who, by the way, also tried to host Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And wanted to get hired to full-time host Jeopardy. All I'm saying is there was a reason why Aaron Rodgers entered into this Publationship in the first place.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
I don't know that we really could wrap our brains around it right off the bat, except for the Jeopardy piece. But what's interesting about it is he would be now a commodity, even though he was already a commodity for the Green Bay Packers. Now, if he leaves the Green Bay Packers, he needs to show another team that he's going to be an attraction for them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, okay. So this is why he's in the Publationship.
Well, I think, again, and I think we've talked about this from the beginning, as I think a listener pointed out, because we were like, I guess I don't understand the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. And they were like, yeah, he is trying to get a better job somewhere else, and the best way to do that is to make yourself look really attractive. And so this is, you know, this would seem to indicate that has some credibility to it, that particular storyline, right? Like, if he doesn't want to play for the Green Bay Packers that would, you know, justify his trying to get a better job somewhere else.
Right. So, you know, it's interesting because, like you said, Bradley, it was a rumor. You know, this rumor has been floated around that he wants a new deal for a while. But now we have the official, this is the official news. He's like, deuces, Green Bay Packers, which means hi, other teams.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the thing that I think is weird is when I think about, what do I know about sports? Not much, right? Like, I'm, you know, I got kids baseball on my mind. That's about all I can handle. Baseball and softball. That's the extent of my knowledge of sports. But it seems to me, like in my mind, a person who plays a sport plays the sport based on their skill, right? Like Tom Brady is like the greatest quarterback of all time. It's his skill that does that. But also Tom Brady is a celebrity as well.
Oh, for sure.
And so the celebrity matters just as much as the skill.
For professional sports,
yes, exactly.
you need to, like, that's a part of the thing. As in all things in our society, there is a celebrity component now. And so you must, you know, if you want to make tons of money doing, you know, endorsements and marketing deals, you have to pay attention to that celebrity aspect. So this just lends further credibility to that for sure.
Now, what I think is interesting is we have not seen Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers gallivanting around since they were in Disney World together. Have you noticed that?
We have not talked about them. That is for sure.
I know.
I wonder why.
I just looked to see if I could find any articles about the two of them out and about. And the only thing I found was the following. Aaron Rodgers' fiance Shailene Woodley is trending on Twitter and the Broncos are connected. What? What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
Broncos?
Okay. So I heard something yesterday. Well, where are the Broncos?
Denver.
Yes. That's because
she lives in Boulder.
Yeah. So that there was some suggestion yesterday I saw that he's trying to, you know, get to Denver.
Right. So that then he could, and the story can be, so that he can be close to his fiancée, Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, according to some sports people, the general manager of the Denver Broncos is his mom on Aaron Rodgers. So he's not saying
anything.
I love
that we're all like gambling our way through a sports story as if we have any clue what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that is interesting, is it not?
Well, we don't know, like, we can recognize that there's something there, but we have no idea what any of that means. Meaning, like, we know what a publationship is and what it's for, but we don't know in service of what.
Well, this is new territory.
Because sports is not our area.
What, like, I hear you saying.
I don't know why anybody would want to leave the Green Bay Packers and go somewhere else. Right. Like, that's the thing I'm not going to pretend to know.
Also, what I think is funny about the story is this idea that he would be like trying to like get the Broncos interested in the story that we're all hearing is like because Shailene Woodley lives part time in Boulder.
Yeah. And he's like, I really like, want to be close to my lane.
Like, it matters.
We also just don't buy that. That's a thing.
Right. No.
The two of them.
But it makes a nice PR story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Which is something we can relate to in the world of celebrity because, you know, people go, oh, well, he just wants to be closer to Shailene Woodley. Okay. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay. That, because we're simple people and we don't understand how this works. When you are in a certain echelon of life, the world is your home. You can be anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But that's also like we just talked about this yesterday. Like if your life is difficult, that's not a reason you end a relationship.
Right.
Like, I don't have to be that intelligent to understand that, like, if I have all the resources, like where I work 9 to 5 is kind of less relevant because I can fly home every weekend or I can, you know, get on my private jet. Like, I'm not we're not that boobish that we can't do math, but tabloids often and news outlets sometimes I think cater to this notion that we can't,
right?
And so they're like, well, let me tell you the lazy story because that's the easy story.
Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, let's go back to the world of sports.
Yes.
Sports Illustrated has this story that we can kind of loop back into the world of celebrity culture. Their headline on Sports Illustrated is Aaron Rodgers wants out, and the Packers only have themselves to blame. Now, the person writing this is basically saying that this is how pro sports work now. They're taking pages from the world of celebrity, where players have the power and they use it. So what they're arguing is that, well, general managers and other people used to have the power, but now Aaron Rodgers is leveraging his celebrity to get what he wants.
Which is what we've said since we were initially tipped off to A, the publicationship, and B, what motivation an Aaron Rodgers might have. So that's absolutely in line with, I mean, basically, we're always right.
And in the most predictable headline, Green Bay Packers fans are blaming whom?
Minnesota?
No. Nope.
Themselves?
The woman. They're blaming Shailene Woodley for him wanting to leave the Packers.
How dare Shane?
Right? I mean, how many times has a woman been blamed for the man's decision and or performance on the field? Right? Do you remember Jessica Simpson? I mean, who was she dating? Tony Romo?
Yeah, not Tony Romo.
Not Tony Romo.
The rib guy?
Tony Romo. And she...
used to have some good ribs, though.
She was dragged by fans for his performance.
How dare they?
So FYI, guys, it's Shailene Woodley's fault that Aaron Rodgers wants to leave.
Just cashing in on that publication chip.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show... share a junk food memory from your childhood with us. We're going to talk junk food on the Colleen and Bradley Show, 651-641-1071. After this on My Talk 1071.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.